Is hand sanitizer better than just washing your hands in a gross public bathroom? Serious question.
Why do cashiers insist on giving you change on top of a receipt? Another serious question.
I ordered 2 pizzas and got them delivered last night. The restaurant is 1.5 blocks away from me.
I guess beer burn is a thing.
Have such a good day. Place where you do just that.
Mm-hmm. Ringing in the weekend. No, this is true. Like, let's just be serious for a minute. This is the show where we share the absurdity of everyday life with you for everybody's entertainment. We hope that you enjoy talking about the ridiculousness of life, because we sure do.
Oh, I'll say.
We love it.
We love it, and it takes a village.
It really does. You know, we'll talk about cool and funny and disturbing things from the internet and the entertainment world and, you know, life in general. You know, we're kind of hoping that you'll join us and maybe you'll even learn a little bit in the process. Or laugh,
I think so.
Or cry.
We'll all learn something.
I think there's a little bit of laughter and a little bit of crying.
Definitely some sobs.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know, my cats are complaining already.
Yeah, they really are kind of a handful. So tell me about your week, Sarah. You went to CES.
I did. CES was actually kind of fun this year.
Cool.
I have to say, I was with my colleagues on DTNS, which is my other show, and it was really fun. And I don't know, I felt like as long as I was drinking water, very, very, you know,
yeah,
making a real point to drink a lot of water and going to bed at 10 p.m. every night, I was fine.
Yeah, it's a desert.
It actually turned into a pretty good
show. You know, I love when that
fun
happens.
Fun show, yeah.
Because you were kind of dreading it. I mean, it was sort of like, you know,
I was worried that I would be like,
this,
yeah, like, just like, yeah, like, take all the energy out of me.
Yeah, and it does usually. But I'm so glad that it turned out. Were there any cool products, like anything futuristic that you want to share?
There were a lot of futuristic things, obviously. But I think the stuff that really resonated with me is stuff that we would want tomorrow or today or, you know, and there are a couple of exercise-based situations that I actually thought were kind of nice. Like, for example, there was a stationary bike slash
desk. Workstation.
Yeah, workstation, which I told you about and I talked about on DTNS a couple of days ago. Really small footprint. The kind of thing that you could put in the corner and it wouldn't really be in the way.
Yeah.
You know, small, but also, you know, helps you exercise.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. I currently don't even have, I make my rounds in my house, you know, working from home, and I have my little office, which is my little detached, really struggling with going in there. And that's where my desk is.
Why don't you like it?
It's cold. It's really cold. And I even tried to heat it up this morning. It's not cozy. I don't want to go in there. And it's kind of a bummer. So I'm debating whether to even bring my desk in the house. I don't know. Because the thing is too, is in the summer, it's going to be too hot. Because there's no circulation in there. There's no AC or anything. So I don't know. It might be great for the spring and the fall, but you know.
Anyway, I mean, it's a cool spot.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I turn it into something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a little treehouse or something.
Perhaps.
it's funny. I had kind of a polar opposite weekend. I had a long weekend. I went up to where my dad lives, up in NorCal. But it's very far north. Most people don't know where it is. And they go, oh, Arcadia? Oh,
yeah, and
Trinity?
Like for the folks at home, because I mean I'm from Northern California and I've never even been to Trinidad.
Yeah.
So like explain like where this is in California for folks who are not familiar.
So take a look at the map of California and you know, refresh your memory that it's a very large state. You know, you've got SoCal, but you've got San Francisco, but a lot of people don't think there's much beyond, like, Mendocino is one of the, like, beachy, or not beachy, but, you know, NorCal sort of ocean
settings. Beyond that, yeah, like, people aren't really going up there to do, like, the B&B.
I mean, even the stewardess announced on the speaker, "Welcome to Arcadia." She didn't even know where we were. So, you know, it is really beautiful.
It's rural.
It's like you literally go behind the redwood curtain. And every time I go up there, I feel like I like break beyond the sound barrier or like something because it feels really far. It's deep in the woods.
Yeah.
It's far from civilization.
Uh-huh.
But it is, and that's what makes it beautiful because it's, you know, it rains a lot up there. So it's, and again, this is about 6 hours drive north of San Francisco. So pretty far, about 3 hours south of the Oregon border.
It's up there.
Yeah, and so, but my dad lives right on the cliff of the ocean, so you look out at the ocean, and like the next thing, if you could see landmass, would be Japan. So it's kind of cool, like you're really at the edge. And he is just this beautiful land. In fact, every few hours you see deer just walking by, really cute little baby deer, and which they call does.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, if they're women. They're does.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then my parents are great cooks, and so like we made pancakes with like the huckleberries from the garden. And we like went out to the garden every day and like picked herbs and veggies, and it was very wholesome. Drank a lot of sake with my stepmom Nina. It was really fun. We played a lot of Scrabble, and it was great. Sat by the fire. Went to the farmer's market. Like went out to dinner. I mean, it was pure pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, good sleep.
Just like hanging with fans.
And it was so cozy.
Yeah.
And just,
well,
it was really nice.
So nice.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yes.
I really did.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Vegas, but, you know.
Totally different vibe.
Totally different vibe, but, you know, it was fun in its own way.
Yeah, but it's good to be home. It's always good to be back in the hood.
Isn't it? Hey, so I wanted to, as we kick off the show, I wanted to talk about the idea of online advertising, and I know, like, you're like, that's very, very broad.
Ooh,
no, bad. It's very, very broad topic, but the idea that, like, okay, so, for example, I bought a few things online today.
Oh, I know this.
You do.
Did some damage.
That were given to me on Instagram.
Totally.
It was an Instagram, you know, ad,
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I spent a bunch of money,
mm-hmm.
and it's so strange. Like sometimes, like on Facebook, like you'd be like, no, I get what you're doing. And like,
mm-hmm.
this is like, I don't want to be like marketed to.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? But somehow on Instagram, it kind of works.
It's a little like, it's a little cuter or something. Like it's a little
more
like
to the point, like, and also I'm like, this is great stuff.
Yeah, I know it is. It's usually like these sort of hip, modern,
you know,
companies that are kind of small, you've never heard of, but the products are like really interesting and yeah.
But like most of the time, I've never heard of these companies.
No, me neither.
You know?
Except
like
the mattress
you know,
companies.
Exactly. But like we were talking about, you know, stuff that we were looking at online today, and I don't know who these people are.
I know. There's so many little pop-up-y new companies that are, yeah, it's funny.
Like, you can, like, look at a certain, you know, like, a pair of shoes
uh-huh.
and, like, make sure that it's not, like, I don't know, charging you, like, so much more money than it would, like, at, like, Foot Locker or whatever, but, like, otherwise, it's all the same.
Well, it's funny, I've been seeing this a lot on the internet, like, people are saying that they are getting suckered into the Instagram ads. I mean, it is a thing for sure. I mean, because I think, you know, maybe because they're so focused on lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and they're pulling such, you know, intricate data, that they are really appealing to like what you would like. I mean, it's, you know, and so it makes sense. I mean,
well, because based on your behavior,
exactly.
Like,
so I mean,
it's like,
kinda, it's
like
really
you
broken.
Fed them the information that they're now giving you about what you might want to buy. You're like, how do you know that I want to buy this?
Well,
it's like, it's because of your behavior.
Exactly. And it's brilliant because it's I would say on the, you know, big spectrum of online advertising, Instagram ads are like the least invasive. You know, like, yeah. I feel like when you go to a web page and there's like pop-ups and they try to make force you to watch a video, I'm not going to buy any of that stuff, whatever it is, because it just, that stuff pisses me off. But Instagram is definitely like a little more seamless, you know, and it's almost, they have a pretty photograph and it lures you in.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. So did you only go to that one shop or was there something else?
No, that was pretty much
you
just
buy
the
another
one.
Dresser.
No. Although,
maybe you should.
Maybe I should. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting story, Sarah.
Thank you, Heather.
I really appreciate
thank
that.
You for loving my story. Tell me about you.
Well, where do I begin, Sarah?
Start at day one.
When I was well, I weighed 7 pounds. And,
did you?
Yeah,
we weighed 7 pounds.
I weighed 7 pounds and 6 ounces. Mm. What did you weigh?
8 pounds, 9 ounces.
See, girl?
Yeah.
And you're so teeny tiny now. Well, you must have been a real chub. We both had jowls.
Oh, yeah.
We both were chubby babies.
Yeah. I was late. Mm. I think I was supposed to be born.
Well, you know,
weeks before.
I wasn't even supposed to be called Heather. My name the whole time was Naomi, apparently, which I think is a cool name. I would have liked that. But my dad burst in the room and was like, Heather, and he like wore the pants, so.
And that was it.
That was it. Yeah. And
this is after Vanessa, and Vanessa is sort of like that's a cool name.
Yeah, it is. My dad actually.
You don't know a lot of Vanessas.
No, it's
but
cool.
When you meet one, it's
a
cool
agree.
Name.
I think it's a great name because you can call him V, which I always liked. I always liked that nickname, or Van, Nessa,
Vanessa.
Yeah. Lots of nicknames. Nessa.
I remember
Nessie Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my sister's really cool.
BBB in the place to be.
That one's a new one. I'll try it on her and see what happens.
Yeah.
But she, my older sis. Anyway, I digress. I mean, I would love to tell you my life story. But from then on, you know, after I was born, my wonderful life unraveled. And
so you were Heather by some weird happenstance.
I was. And I was supposed to be a boy, apparently. So I think my name was going to be either Matthew or...
My name was going to be Matthew.
That's
that was
so such a popular... Yes. Yes.
Truly. Yes.
Wow. We are really in sync.
I know. Mm. Yeah, my parents were always like, I'm like, what other names besides Sarah did you have in mind? And they were like,
Matthew.
Zero. But if you were going to be a boy, you were going to be Matthew.
That's really
Evan.
Funny. I wonder if we ended up being boys and we were named Matthew, I wonder if we would have been friends.
Matt and Matt.
We certainly would have a different podcast.
Would we though?
Maybe not. Maybe we'd...
It might be the exact
have
same
such a good day
podcast.
Starring Matt and Matt.
Matt and Matt.
Anyway, I wanted to
talk
about
very, very adorable men,
oh
by
God,
the way.
So cute. But they're
think
not
of
gay.
Think
they're
of how adorable
friends.
We would have been.
That is so
men.
Cute. But would you have been... You probably would have been 5'1".
I'm pretty sure that if I was a dude,
you'd be
I would be cleaning up.
Oh, you totally would. You definitely would be.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah, God, that would be so neat to see that. Like, what we would look like if we were dudes. Anyway, I'm going to let my imagination run wild there. But I'm going to talk about a subject that is very close to both
all right.
of us.
Okay.
Both of our hearts.
Okay.
Scripted shows that I'm most excited about in 2019.
Let's do it.
What I gotta say, and I know that you relate on this, but there's nothing that I like more than Netflix and chilling, binge watching a good TV show. Whether I'm Netflix and chilling or not, either way,
right?
I love to just like be on the couch
yeah.
for a long period
the chillin
of time.
The chilling could be actually chilling or other things.
Or
that
other
may
things,
even matter.
You know, it depends on who I have over.
The
but,
point is that you like a lot of the.
The relaxation.
Yeah.
And getting sucked into
and,
a narrative.
And, yeah, produced series
yeah.
that are on offer these days.
Totally.
There's some good stuff.
There's some
there.
Good stuff, but I feel like there's a little bit of a lull right now in TV. I feel like there's not a ton of stuff I want to watch, so I'm excited because there's a bunch of new stuff. So here are some of my favorite things I'm excited about. My list is actually kind of long, so I might just run through this. But obviously Game of Thrones in April. My question to you.
And it's the end.
I know. What do you think's gonna happen?
I don't know, but like, I'm very, very invested in the dragons. I want the dragons to be as happy as possible.
I know, totally. What do you think's gonna happen? I want to know. Just give me one sentence.
I don't know. I mean, one of the dragons is now a White Walker. It's a shit show.
It is definitely. Another show that I think you're going to be excited about is Killing Eve Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's in April also. Also, The Twilight...
That was one of my favorite shows for
Absolutely.
Sure of 2018.
Totally. And then
Sandra
Oh won the Golden Globe, which was great. Twilight Zone reboot from Jordan Peele. This is something I'm pretty excited about. The Final Broad City... And Smilf, which I loved that show, is
just
coming
started.
Out. Oh, it did. Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally.
Season
three.
Two?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe two.
Episode one. I just watched it.
You did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on. Okay.
Yeah.
I can watch it.
Sweet.
And then there's gonna be a Catch-22 series on Hulu, which is starring and George Clooney. He's co-writing, co-starring, directing, and producing, and then. Kyle Chandler, my actor boyfriend, is going to star also. Another season of Veep, another season of Big Little Lies, Homeland Season 8, love that show. Another, Black Mirror, new...
I don't watch Black Mirror. I can't deal with it.
I'm really into it, and apparently Miley Cyrus is going to be in one of them. Ozark Season 3... Jessica Jones Season 3, I really like that show. It's one of my favorite, superhero, because it's not super superhero-y.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wearing a costume. It's much more just like a drama. The Crown Season 3, Ozark.
The Crown Season 3?
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it's not going to be with the main actress either, which is Claire Foy, so I think she's off the show because she has a big movie career now.
Yeah.
Anyway, a Better Call Saul Season 5, one of my favorite all-time shows of all time. The Stranger Things, I know you didn't love that, but I am still looking forward to watching that. That'll be Season 3.
Yeah. I didn't dislike it. I just thought it was sort of...
Maybe not your thing. Yeah. You're not, like, super into supernatural-y stuff.
Or children.
Not totally. Yeah.
Sorry. It's just the truth.
HBO's coming out with a Watchmen series, which will be really interesting.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, I like the Watchmen.
Also, the Swamp Thing, I'm kind of into that. Like, I heard, like, great things. And did you ever see that vampire kind of parody movie called What We Do in the Shadows? It was pretty funny.
Mm.
It was starring, like, the Flight of the Conchords guys. It's pretty
funny. Oh, okay.
You should see it. They're doing a series on that. It looks really funny. And then there's I think it's a doc on Wu-Tang, or, I don't know, maybe it's not a doc, but it's called An American Saga. And then there's one original series.
What would it be?
I think it must be
about Wu-Tang
Clan? It's
about
Wu-Tang Clan, yeah.
Yeah, that it would be a documentary.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Netflix original called Russian Doll. And this is, Natasha Lyonne, the actress?
Yeah,
she's
course.
Great. So
didn't she have like a kidney thing a few years ago and like dropped out of acting?
Oh.
Something like that.
I'll have to read about that.
I don't know.
She's got some moxie. I like her.
Mm.
But she's apparently in this new series. I saw the trailer. It looks kind of cool. She's a downbeat party animal who finds herself dying and repeating the same series of events over. So kind of a trope that we've seen before, but she seems really funny and just her typical like self, what she does best. Anyway, that's a long list, I know. I was actually kind of blown away by how much stuff's coming out, but I'm excited. So it's going to be a lot of couch time for me and Sarah until the weather gets better.
Exactly. I mean, it's supposed to rain next week, which is the best.
Oh, I love it.
I have to say.
I'm super excited.
We live in LA, so, the whole,
the electricity goes out and, like, everyone's, it's like pandemonium.
Everything about, How cold or warm it is around here is sort of a joke.
Yeah.
Like Heather and I are like, it was
so
cold last
night.
Heater
on all
like,
night.
Like high 40s.
I
which,
feel like a total
which
wind.
Which actually
honestly.
Is cold.
It is.
But I mean, there's so many people who live in places where they're like,
are you
kidding?
I've like lost a layer of like, insulation or something because I get fucking cold.
I mean, I slept in a sweatshirt last night.
And so did I. I slept in a hoodie.
I slept in a sweatshirt.
On my head.
Yeah, and like I put like my... Lucy, get real.
Get real. So, all right, you guys, Patreon, that is where we live. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddaydayThat's where Sarah and I sleep at night. And we would love for you to join if you can. You know, our tiers are as low as $1 a month. This is what keeps our show running. It is ad-free. So you guys keep us on the air, and we love you so much. We've told you this a million times. It's probably becoming, you know, a little bit of a broken record, but we want to remind you how much we love you and how much you are making, you know, this show happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So have you ever heard of an herb called kratom?
I have not.
It's a really weird word. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. But so this is interesting. So there's been a lot of news about this herb that grows in Southeast Asia, and it has like a psychotropic and opioid like pain relieving kind of effect. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is a friend gave me some about a year ago, and I loved
it.
Okay. So yeah, I'll take a step back. So it's basically the one I got in powder form. So it almost looks like matcha. It's a very green, like fine powder.
Yeah.
You can get it in capsules and stuff, but I got it in sort of like a powder form, and you put it in water and it tastes like shit. But it does, like, you definitely feel it. Like, you get kind of perked up, it affects your mood, like, and once you drink it, you do notice an effect. You get, like, slight uptick of, like, uplifted a little bit.
So it's really like caffeine, but
no, it's not
something
caffeine. It's
different?
It's more of a, it has a little bit more, like, it's like a painkiller kind of thing. It heightens your mood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a lot of news about it recently, and I thought it was interesting because I went on this website about a year ago to buy it. So a friend gave me some, I liked it, and then I was like, well, where do you get this? So I go to the weirdest website I've seen in a long time. Like, it just doesn't feel like, it's not a mainstream website. It's almost like black market style. You know, you go on there and it's like very strange, and there's all these really weird herbs you've never heard of that you can buy. And it's like strange shipping and just like, you know, everything's just weird about it. It's like you just, I don't know. Anyway, so I ordered some from there, and I actually still have a little bit left in my house. And so I guess, you know, the Drug Enforcement Administration is, you know, trying to figure out if they want to ban it and classify it as like a Schedule 1 drug, like heroin or LSD, which seems a little extreme to me. But already a bunch of states like Alabama, Indiana, and Wisconsin have banned it. I like the stuff. I'm not even sure if I can still buy it. I should probably go check out the website, because after all this news, I'm not even sure you can. It's so funny. So I read this quote, I guess Margaret Cho used to take it, like back in the day. Remember that comedian?
Yeah.
I mean, it used to cause
her. She's still a comedian.
Sure, yeah.
Remember her?
I actually interviewed her once. I totally forgot about that.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's so cute. So apparently she used to projectile vomit. She said it's the weirdest, grossest drug. It is gross. It tastes really gnarly. And I think if you over, it's like anything. You take too much of it, and it upsets your stomach, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, kind of interesting. You know, I thought it was kind of a, you know, I like alternative medicine, and I love herbs that, you know, make me feel happy, and I mean, who doesn't? So anyway, I like to try new things, but I think this one is, you know, maybe a little sketchy. I'll hold off on getting a new order. Anyway, so iTunes. We're on iTunes.
We are
on all kinds of podcast apps.
We are. So the idea is that we want you to love our show. If you love our show enough to help support us, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is the place to go, because we want to build a community of like-minded folks.
Exactly.
And the more of you that we have, the better.
Absolutely. And we're also, you know, again, on iTunes, we have a website, havesuchagoodday.com, where
mm-hmm.
you can, I know some people who listen on the website, which is
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
Totally fine.
Totally legit.
That's why we give that to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email, hi@havesuchagoodday.com. We'd love to hear from you. And I wanted to mention one of our most recent reviews. I love these iTunes reviews. I know I talk about them a lot, but they really warm my heart.
They make us happy.
They make me really, really happy. Yeah. So from C's 1, 2, 3, 4, love it. Sarah and Heather are great and always deliver a fun episode. Definitely worth subscribing. Anyway, you know, we forgot to plug the bonus topic at the top of the show, but we're going into that.
Let's talk about it now.
We'll talk about it right now. So if you had to pick any character in a book, movie, or TV show who is most similar to you, who would you choose and why? So that's that. So we're coming up on this bonus topic in a few minutes here. So you $5 ballas, stick around. And wherever you are, and whenever you are,